One of the most prominent non-disclosure cases involves drug giant GlaxoSmithKline, which hid negative results of its drug Paxil when it was tested on children. This resulted in public mistrust and dismay within the scientific community. Bill Mellon is chair of pharmaceutical sciences at the UW-Madison. He says private companies aren't bound to make proprietary information public. However, there's an expectation drug makers should, because their products affect people's health.
There is this ethical scientific dilemma of information which ought to be reviewed by the scientific community in large to assess its value. And right now we don't have a mechanism to do that. And maybe this website will be a first step for that.
The website Mellon refers to is sponsored by the Pharmaceutical Researchers and Manufacturers of America. Starting in October, the trade group of drug makers will ask members to voluntarily post test results for drugs which the companies are seeking government approval to sell. Pharma Vice President Alan Goldhammer.
We will not be auditing compliance to this website. However, I think that because it will be publicly available to both physicians and the public, that there will be plenty of people logging into the website over the next year to judge our commitment to it.
The website will tell doctors how to use a newly approved drug and allow interested parties to see medical journal articles describing the testing process. A group of medical journal editors recently announced that it will only publish prescription drug information if all tests are revealed through an approved clinical studies registry. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.